Friday once more, and time for one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about their own reading, listening and chewing delights. And this time it's the turn of composer Dave Flynn to share with us his Culturefile likes.
I'm Dave Flynn. I'm a composer and guitarist. I'm currently the composer in residence at Farmley House. And this weekend I'm involved in the Farmley Music and Arts Festival, which I've curated for Farmley. The best film I've seen recently and in a long time is The Irishman, the new Scorsese movie. I think it's a real masterclass in filmmaking and the end of an era, really. But to see De Niro and Joe Pesci and Al Pacino and Harvey Keitel and all these other great actors together on screen. And it's quite an understated movie as well. You know, it's not as the usual violence that is associated with Scorsese's movie, and Joe Pesci in particular impressed me with how understated he was, and I think De Niro should get an Oscar for this because he's throughout the whole movie incredible. Best TV show I've seen in a long time is Succession. I think it's fantastic. I don't actually have a TV, but I do watch things online, and Succession is an amazing show. It's equally good in drama and comedy, produced by Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. It's an amazing satire of our times. It is, without them saying so, it's basically a portrayal of Rupert Murdoch and his family, or it's a conglomeration of various media families, and it kind of just satires them and shows what possibly goes on in the background of a big, powerful, rich family like that. And it's just wonderful. I don't actually read a whole lot of books. It's not a major thing for me. Like, most of my artistic life is occupied with music, but I do really enjoy a good play or a good book when it comes along. Samuel Beckett's Company, I've just read for the first time very recently in preparation for the concert on Sunday, where we're playing Philip Glass's Company Quartet along to recitations of Beckett. It's a book I'd never read before, and it's typical Beckett style, and I love some of the repetition in it, like a line, devise, deviser, devising it all for company. Really sums up the kind of style of minimalism and repetition that is interesting me at the moment in writing and music. Well, I guess my current obsession is the symphonies of Anton Bruckner, which might be an unusual choice these days. I wrote a symphony this past year or two called the Vision Symphony, which was for blind and visually impaired musicians, and my own orchestra, the Irish Memory Orchestra. And in preparation for that, I decided to do a whole survey of the symphonic repertoire. And out of that, I just kind of got hooked into Bruckner. Particularly his last symphonies, his 7th to 9th symphony, they're really visionary. I think when I was younger, they seemed very long and drawn out and boring even, but now that I'm middle-aged, maybe I have more patience for them. And now there's an amazing architecture in them, that the huge big kind of scope in the pieces, and it's a new development for me to get into this kind of 19th century music, but I found it really exciting now. I used to live in near Ballydavid, near Dingle in Kerry, and there's a brilliant pub there called TTP, and they do the most amazing seafood, and particularly their hake. It's so fresh and so beautifully cooked and seasoned. But any seafood they get in is like some of the freshest seafood I've had since I was in Japan. When you said scent, smell, I was thinking of all sorts of smells. So I was thinking the smell of turf fires in winter. Just walking around where I live in Clifton, just walking outside, you can smell the turf fires and We put on a turf fire occasionally at home as well, and it's a really warming, homely smell and makes me feel almost nostalgic sometimes.
The likes of Dave Flynn there. Coming up shortly, what Samuel Beckett taught Philip Glass, a familiar world remade in clay at the Crawford, and the mysteries of queuing. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, just after 7, here on RTE Lyric FM.